Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Millionaire Imprint for Women. This new radio show is about imprinting wealth for women, inspiring women of all ages to heal their karmic debts, to transcend the shame of poverty consciousness that women have lived with for centuries. It's time for women, for you, to have a new relationship with money, to radiate wealth from the inside out. We are creating a ripple effect, empowering millions of women to claim their inner wealth. Join Susan, Samantha, Momo, and Cornelia Fridays from 1 to 2 on The Cornelia Stephanie Show at Transformation Talk Radio. Are you in?
Hi, everyone. We're here today on The Cornelia Stephanie Show. My name is Momo Yasutake, and I'm here to host the show today for the one and only Cornelia herself. We've got loads of abundance stuff that we want to talk about today, but we wanted to start off with just bringing in the intention around shifting and discovering a way to feel emotionally wealthy inside and out. So go ahead, Cornelia.
Yes. I feel like that is absolutely the key for all of us is feeling emotionally wealthy from the inside out, because I believe and I know that it is in our highest integrity that each and every soul, every man, woman, and child has that divine birthright to be wealthy from the inside out. Mm-hmm. And we have exactly what it is that we need within our own physical bodies to experience that reality. But the truth is, we have to act like it. Mm-hmm. We really have to act like it. You know, we have to be the action of that energy. We have to act like we're wealthy, not like we're still acting in slavery or in poverty or in survival mode. And that's the huge piece right there, is because when we're still coming from, and I mean, this is what we're doing. We are releasing and letting go of the matrix of a world that we were born into, that we were conditioned by, that had us programmed to limitation, lack, survival consciousness, abandonment, not good enough, not feeling safe, feeling separate from our source, betrayal, all the emotional core wounds that we are having to undo in order to live in our integrity. And our integrity is to have a wealthy root. Mm-hmm. So my question is to you is, do you feel that wealth? Do you feel the root in your first chakra? Do you feel, I am wealthy, I am safe, I am secure, I am abundant? Is that the core energy? Do you feel that wealth? And if you don't, then really it's okay. There's no judgment around it. It's just that that's a key indication, because your feelings are a key indication letting you know where you are in your life so that you can make the changes. Because we're going from survival to thriving. Mm-hmm. And if you're not thriving yet in your life, then there's still more letting go. So that's really what it is. As part of the show today is feeling emotionally wealthy. And, you know, my journey had me dive deep into this work. I developed my own signature healing modality. You know, there's a lot of healing modalities that are out there. Mm-hmm. And for me, what resonated most with is when I became a law of attraction coach back in 2010, I was doing all the right things, thinking all the right positive thoughts. I was doing everything that I was supposed to do on a mental level that had me thinking positive and taking positive actions. Yet underneath it, I was not feeling. I wasn't feeling it. Mm-hmm. And so there was something missing that the secret and the law of attraction left out. And that was the emotional piece. And so my soul work had me, one of my things that was really important to me is I had to discover things on my own. I had to discover things on my own. And I wanted to come up with my own soul's work. So as a spiritual teacher today, that I am now guiding others into their own inner self journey so that they too can feel what's real for them and what abundance means to them and what I am worthy means to them and all these things. I had to first discover it for myself. And once I went through that dark night of the soul, because that's really what it came down to. It came down to really releasing the old matrix, because I too was in a job that was sucking the life force out of me. And then the soul was knocking and saying, you know, do you want to live like this for the rest of your life? And it was really clear. And that I did not want to live beyond my means without core values. At that time, I didn't even have any core values. I didn't even know what core values were. I never even looked at it. What is a core value? What do I value? And what is important to me? I thought I'm supposed to have the house and I'm supposed to have all the stuff and do all of the things that, that, you know, and I was doing all that, yet I was miserable, mm-hmm. right? And all that. And I was living way beyond my means. And so I had to like really undo and let it all fall apart and let it all unravel in order to find out what I really wanted. Mm-hmm. And truly what I really wanted as a soul is that I want to be free. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can you relate to that, Mama?
Absolutely. So I'm hearing a bunch of amazing pieces as you're talking, and I want to digest that a little bit. Yes. So with everything that you're saying, right, it was like all the things that you thought you knew and thought you were doing, they were all right, and you were doing all the right things. It was just missing one key component, which was the emotions, right? You weren't like connecting with your emotions and paying attention to that. So how can the listeners today then find a way to actually connect into what's true, how they're truly feeling, and how to shift into and relate to the feeling of abundant and free when you're actually not in that circumstance at the moment, right? When not just your circumstance, but like on a worldwide scale, there's a lot of negativity or there's a lot of fear-based stuff on the news, and we're like in the middle of this every day, and we have to somehow shift ourselves within that dynamic. What would be a good way to be able to start doing that?
The way that I started, mm-hmm. the way that I started is I started processing my emotions. Mm-hmm. So I started processing my emotions. What am I feeling? So it doesn't matter, like whatever the situation is, whatever the event that's occurring in your life right now, whatever that is, whatever you're triggered by, mm-hmm. If you're not feeling abundant, and if you're not feeling wealthy, and if you're not feeling that radiance, that emotional radiance that I'm talking about, if you're not feeling that, or you're feeling like you're, because I find this a lot too, like people that have money are always afraid they're going to run out. They're always afraid it's not going to be enough. It's not going to be enough. The way to do it is to process your emotions and really process how you're feeling. Of course, I developed an emotional processing technique that's free on my website at corneliastephanie.com. If you go all the way to the bottom, corneliastephanie.com, there's a little box and it says, are you new to Cornelia's work? And there is an emotional processing technique. Go there and print that out and take it. And it's a technique that's going to help you identify what you're triggered about, what you're feeling, what what is this about for me? So if you're talking about the world, you know, that there's a lot of, you know, change happening out there and you're really fearful about what's going to happen to you or what's going to happen, then use that processing technique in order to release some of that old energy and see what it's about for you. Because it's really about your empowerment. It's about you letting go of the old matrix, the old energy, so that you can resonate and really truly be in the new. And the new is that you're absolutely wealthy, radiant, and abundant from the inside out. It's just that if you don't feel that yet in your root, if you don't feel that yet, that's the work. And it's something that that you can do by diving into the feeling and really feeling what this is about for you, processing that emotion and letting it go.
Mm-hmm. So you're telling, like, I think that's beautiful. A lot of what the issue is in most people, we aren't taught how to feel our feelings, which sounds silly because it's like a natural part of being human, but we aren't taught how. We're actually sometimes taught that we're not supposed to, or that we're not allowed to, or that they need to be shelved for when it's an appropriate time to process them, right? Or whatever, so that they can be expressed. So from there, once we process them then, and let's say we go through, you know, your techniques and steps and things like that to process and really uncover and let go what the, like, the lower vibrating emotions are, from there, what happens? If you wanted to, let's say you did the work, you know, to clear whatever, of course it's a continuing practice, right? It's not like you did it one time, all right, you're cured for good. You know, that's not how it works. But how would you then shift yourself into a higher vibrating emotion?
What I find with emotions is I find once the emotions, the negative emotions, it depends. Are you in pain? Are you crying? Are you upset? It depends on where you are. Is it just that you're angry or frustrated or really, you know, like really find out where you are. If you're in pain, that means that there's some deep emotional core wounding that you're releasing and letting go of. So that's one thing. But if it's not that painful, you know, it just depends on where you're at. But I find that once you allow your emotions to move through anywhere between 24 and 48 hours, mm-hmm. once you allow that to move, just like any storm, mm-hmm. storm out there and you allow the storm to move through, then you're neutral again. And mm-hmm. you're neutral. And your natural state is abundance. Your natural state is wealthy. That's the truth. And if you're in that natural state, now you're going to come from, hey, you feeling that amazingness. I've let that go. I've released it. I've let it go. I've released it. Now you're in your natural state. Mm-hmm. And in your natural state, there's nothing that you need to do. Isn't that amazing?
Isn't it amazing? So with that, and
the natural state, it's like, I feel good, you know?
Exactly. Right? Exactly. It's such a great feeling space.
Just gave me the chills. It just gave me the chills.
Right? I know. How that's actually our natural state. Isn't that crazy? So with that, let's keep those good chills going. We're going to continue on. We're going to take a quick break and then we're going to continue on talking about how to actually go into the limiting beliefs that are keeping us from getting into that chill for excitement, natural state of wealth and well-being.
Awesome. Okay. Thanks, Momo.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot, metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
Like the branches of a tree, universal knowledge, insight, and wisdom must be weaved together to bring forward to others. If you live in the Western Washington area, you will want to make the trip to Auburn and visit the new Alchemy of the Goddesses Center. Now open and offering healing sessions, classes, crystals, books, oils, and more. Find out more about the center. Visit alchemyofthegoddesses.com. That's alchemyofthegoddesses.com.
And we are back here on the Cornelia Stephanie Show with the Millionaire Imprint, Millionaire Imprint for Women segment with Cornelia here. And we were talking about earlier in the first segment of how to get back in our natural state in terms of our emotions, right? So in terms of our emotional body. So once we have gotten there, then it's now time to step into our mental bodies and do some shifting there. And we talked about a little bit about belief systems or thought patterns that might keep us in a lackful state of mind.
Yeah. So, you know how I was talking about when you're going through the process of the grief, the loss, the crying, or whatever state you're in, that whatever emotional state you're in, because really that's the place. So you're either in a place right now, you can even ask yourself this right now. I feel safe. I am safe. I am abundant. Is that true? Do you resonate with that? Do you own that? Do you really feel that? Or I'm not mm-hmm. feeling abundant. I'm not feeling safe. Mm-hmm. I don't feel good enough. I don't feel worthy. If, you know, by just asking those questions right there is a key indicator of where you are, because your root, your truth, your absolute truth is I am safe. I am worthy. I am abundant. I am wealthy. That's the new root in the new earth. The only thing you're doing with this emotional processing, shifting your negative limiting beliefs, and, you know, having a strong spiritual foundation is letting go of the old. Mm-hmm. Letting go of the old. That's really as simple as it is. Letting go of the old and grounding in the new. Mm-hmm. So, and again, it takes that self-discovery process and that journaling and that inner witnessing and where you are, or hiring a coach, investing, if you have the money, invest in a coach, by all means, invest in a coach, because it's so helpful to have somebody walk you through this process. Because again, it's frightening. And to shift and change some of these negative limiting beliefs that we were born into, it takes work, and it takes a diligence on your part to be able to unearth all of these things, right? Because mm-hmm. all those limiting negative beliefs, they were programmed and lived in the subconscious. And would you believe it's all negative? Mm-hmm. It's all negative. That's the thing, is like your automatic pilot is negative.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about that a little bit. So you said the automatic pilot and the belief that you were born into. So you're saying that we were born into, and correct me if I'm wrong, or, you know, refine this as I'm saying it. But if we were born into some beliefs or programs, are you talking about like cultural stuff where we were born, or because from what I know, there's nature and nurture, right? You're born into certain things. Obviously, you're, you know, on a spiritual level, you may have chosen your parents, but, you know, you were born into a certain family, into a certain tradition, into a certain culture. And then obviously there's other beliefs and stuff that are brought upon you while you're growing up. So how do we play a role just to shift us, so we're not like, okay, well, this happened to us, versus, you know, how do we play a role in the beliefs that we're actually operating by? Especially in the nurture section of it, I guess.
Yeah. I'm not sure if I really understand your question.
Uh-huh.
Let me see if I'm answering it, if I understand.
Okay.
So, you know how I was saying that you were born into your subconscious, because from the time that you, from 0 to 7, mm-hmm. you, as a baby, when you were born, mm-hmm. you were openly, vulnerably accepting the programming, the conditions of how you were raised by your family, mm-hmm. by your society, by your school, by your conditioning. Mm-hmm. So whatever stories were playing out at that time, that's what was programmed into the subconscious.
Gotcha.
Those are the beliefs that say, oh, we have to work hard for our money, or the religious belief that is, oh, money is the root of all evil. Or I'll never have enough. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever that programming, whatever played out from that mm-hmm. time when you were so vulnerable and open, that's the negative programming. In addition to the program that you came in with, you know, came in with that. Is that, am I answering your question?
Yeah. So let me refine that a little bit too then. So do we have a role in, let's say, you know, this stuff, the programs, the beliefs that we're growing up with, do we have a role in letting that into our lives or not? For example, like if you know, there's two twins, one decided to pick up one, you know, they grow up in the same situation, the culture, whatever, parents, right? But same DNA, all that stuff. But one, you know, decides to pick up one of the beliefs and makes it as her truth and lives by it, let's say, and the other does not. So is there a role that we play personally in how we pick up beliefs and make that our own? And if so, how do we kind of acknowledge that and maybe even forgive ourselves for, you know, why did I even buy into that in the first place?
Yeah.
Is there a process around that at all? Or?
Well, yeah, I feel like we do have a role because we chose it even, you know, I mean, again, we chose it even before we came in order to transcend that energy, because right. we're eternal souls. We just keep incarnating and coming back and coming back. And right now we came to this planet to bring this planet into her rightful state. And so the role that we're playing is releasing the old programming that was stored within our physical DNA over millennia. We're releasing that energy. And the role we're playing today is letting it go. All souls have already chosen this. We've mm-hmm. all chosen this. And we're all going to the same place, because mm-hmm. our evolution is calling for us now to move into our rightful state. For the last 26,000 years, we've lived everything that we're not. And this new cycle that we're now beginning in earnest, this new building with this wealthy root in place, with the truth as source, sovereign, self-realized beings that we are, our divine selves, fully awake, fully conscious. We've come from so many different places, but we're all here now. Mm-hmm. So that we can live and experience everything that we are. So even the twin that said, I'm not going to do it this way, I'm going to go down the negative path. And then we have the one twin that is changing her beliefs and going down the positive path. It's just a matter of when will you choose, because the other twin is still in resistance and is still going down that path, and it's okay. And that is all okay too. And that's all part of the role. But the role I think that we all are playing is we have forgotten our power. And we have forgotten our responsibility, and we have forgotten how amazingly powerful we are. And so when we remember now that we are energy stewards, it's all just energy, and that we can shift and change our realities, alchemize exactly the life that we want to live based on what it is that we believe and what it is that we know. Mm-hmm. And if we're willing to be vibrational matches to what it is that we want to see in the world, rather than projecting our stories out there in the world and going, they, looking back at where is your contribution and what is it that you are doing and being in that energy. Like, you know, be the peace that you want to see in the world. Be the love that you want to see in the world. Be the abundance that you want to see in the world. Be the prayer that you want to see in the world. Be the walking, living prayer. Be the divine truth of who it is that you really are, that you want to see in the world. Bring everything back to you is the role, right? Mm-hmm. Bring everything back to you. You get to bring everything back to you. And really, it's like, you know, like I heard you mention the word forgiveness. You know, it's like forgiveness is a tool to forgive yourself for, you know, the path that you've chosen. What you know, why did you choose that path? To grow. Mm-hmm. You chose it to grow. Mm-hmm. You chose the relationship. You chose the toxic. You chose it all on a soul level to grow.
Right.
Really, and really, that is really it. Mm-hmm. It's it. You know, in the higher realms, everything is forgiven. There's nothing wrong. Even in the state of the world, how our world has been taken over by dark forces and all this bad stuff that's going on, it's all part of the plan.
Absolutely.
All part of the plan. And we came here now to assist the earth in moving into a higher vibrational state of living and being, and living in a consciousness that resonates with the truth of who we are. Mm-hmm. And the truth of who we are is fully abundant, radiant beings. So it, this requires for you to look and see what your belief system is around your spirituality, and what do you believe God is, or what do you believe your higher power is, or what do you believe source is, or what do you believe? Do you still believe that God is out there in the sky and the beard and, you know, and all of these things, or what does your higher power mean to you? And that's really how important it is you to find out what that means to you.
Right.
And then live and be that and stand in that belief system, stand for that. Even religion today, even, all religions are a form of wanting to get close to God. And so it's not our path to judge what soul is choosing what.
Right.
We're all going home.
Right. Absolutely. And so what I'm hearing is we actually have a role in being able to choose what we want and don't want to believe in. So because for me, I know it took me a really long time to accept that I chose my path, you know, on a soul level. Right. Because on a human level, it was, you know, I was like, why the hell would I choose this? Like, are you kidding me? Who in the right mind would do that? But so it took me a long time to accept that. But what I'm hearing you say is it's that we all have a role in our life because we are the designer of our own life, meaning we get to choose what we want to believe in, right? And if we get to choose, then why not choose the one that's going to benefit us and get us into that higher vibrating frequency?
That's excellent.
Yeah. So
why not that, right?
Exactly. Why not? So with that, I'm going to leave that question for everyone here. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to move on to the six steps that everyone can do right now to shift their relationship with money.
Awesome. Okay.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit SourceLightIntegrations.com.
Hi, I'm Barbara Scheidegger, clinical hypnotherapist and founder of Swiss Hypnotherapy. My goal is to help you to reach your goal, and this is a tip with purpose. Everybody wants it, and nobody has enough of it. But it comes to a point that you have to tell yourself, I can get more. I want more. I deserve more. I'm talking about money. More money, more money, more money. That's what people want. But what has to be done? Your thoughts have to change, that you can allow yourself to tell yourself, I have money and I want more money. How much money? What is it? Put it out there. Write it down. What would you do with more money? How would you feel to have more money? I hope this tip helps you going through the day today. You can reach me at 323-999-4775. Or at my website at SwissHypnotherapy.com.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelleTaylor.com.
And we're back. So we were just talking during our breaks, and I know we say that all the time, but God, the conversation that we have during our breaks, they need to be recorded. Or at least shown. Yeah. But we were talking about how I'm actually going to be relocating to Bali. And that was the choice I made a couple months back on a trip when I was in Bali for a couple months and decided to just change my life and move there and have a life there, which is, you know, seems like a big, big decision. But it's what I've been doing up until now since I started my journey has been just to choose what I want to do and how I want to live my life. And this is just how it showed up. So since we do have the choice to be able to choose what we believe in and we get to design our life to be whatever we want it to be, we can also decide to choose what our relationship with money gets to be.
Yeah.
So I want to go into that a little bit with you. And you were talking about you had a 6-step process for that. So,
yeah. Well, a couple things I want to say first is, again, this is exactly the perfect thing. Here you are, you know, the way that you were conditioned and, you know, what you were doing before. Now you're choosing exactly to live your life and build your life and set up your life exactly the way that you want to live it based on your core values. You're making decisions based on the new subconscious belief that you've now put in there that are now on automatic, and they are, I am abundant, I am worthy, I am infinitely wealthy, I am radiant.
Ooh, you know,
all of those beliefs that you've now put in that are automatic, so that when you're making a choice to, oh, I really want to go live in Bali, and then the mental mind might think, well, really, can I do that? Well, the new belief is I am worthy, I am abundant, I am infinitely wealthy. Yes, I want to live there. This is in resonance with my beliefs. I am a match for what it is that I want to attract and live in my and create in my life. And that's you choosing it. You're being, you know, conscious with your choice, but also you reprogram the subconscious through your own inner work. And that's, you know, that's the work that we're all doing. And the process that I'm going to tell you all about is a process that you can take yourself through, or again, hire a coach. You know, you can hire any one of us here that you can assist you in helping you change some of these negative limiting beliefs that say that you're not worthy or not deserving. And it's all about, you know, the relationship that you have with everything outside of you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's the relationship you have with money. It's the relationship you have with your body. It's the relationship that you have with food. It's the relationship you have with sex. It's the relationship that you have with your work, with your lover, with your partners. It's a relationship. You know, life is the relationship. And if you find yourself in situations right now where things are falling apart or things are chaotic, bring it back to yourself and say, what is it that I can do now? What is this showing me? What is this about? Go to my website at corneliastephanie.com, download the free processing technique that I have there, emotional processing, and start doing the process and release some of these old emotions, because that's what it's about. It's letting go. It's letting go, letting go. I release everything and anything that no longer serves my path of light. I open myself up to all of the goodness, the amazing infinite abundance that's there for me. That's my divine birthright. That's the truth. That's the truth. And really the only thing that you really need to do is let go. Is really let go and trust to choose again. Choose what's right for you, what's in resonance for you. Is it true? Is this true for you? You know, that's a really big piece, is that the conditions of the beliefs that we thought of before aren't true for us. They don't resonate. They don't match. You don't want to make choices based on a religious program if you're no longer matching vibration with the religion that you were born into. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are like that, you know? So changing your relationship with money, because money is a tool and money is energy, is really important. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to look at money, whether it's a dollar or $100 that you're holding in your hand, and have no judgment around that at all. It's just pure energy. It's a tool and it's money. And if you have a belief and know that absolutely money adores you and that you adore money, mm-hmm. and that money is a tool and that it infinitely flows through your life, part of our collective is we still have money. It's still part of the planet. I don't know how many years we've been having an exchange with money, maybe over 100 years. I'm not really sure, but it really hasn't been around for that long. Mm-hmm. And, you know, collectively, we have not decided to completely be done with money. We are still in relationship with money, and you might as well have a good one. And so you might as well have a good relationship with money. And if you are feeling lack or running out and there's not enough, and that you have a love-hate relationship with money, that sometimes you feel good with it and sometimes you don't, it's the same kind of relationship that you feel with yourself. It's that self-talk, that self-talk that you have with yourself. And so really to shift those relationships, and all starts within, right? And then it's you know, how you relate to everything else.
Absolutely.
So, right?
Absolutely. So what would be like a practical, like, you know, the practical six steps of how you would start shifting that relationship with money, or that inner work of relationship with yourself, which is equivalent to really your relationship with money?
Yeah. Well, the six steps are in an ebook that I wrote, which I'm going to make available to everybody here on the call today. So you can email me at radio@corneliastephanie.com and just ask for the ebook, and I will send it to you. But the six-step process is, the first process is, this is with anything. How do I feel about you? Mm. Money, how do I feel, right? Is like, how do I feel about you? And then write it out. Mm-hmm. How do I feel is, you know, it's a really important piece. It's like that with anything. How do I feel about myself? How do I feel about this food? How do I feel about sex? How do I feel about my partner? How do I feel? Because what you want to do is you want to find out how you feel about it. We talked about this earlier. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we don't give ourselves permission to feel because we've been conditioned to suppress and to numb. Mm-hmm. We turn to alcohol, we turn to shopping, we turn to all the various different things that distract us from really discovering how we feel about our partner. Mm-hmm. Whether that our partner is money, because mm-hmm. our partner is money. It's a good partner. Goodness mm-hmm. gracious, it's an amazing partner. Because mm-hmm. if you want to be financially free, then you want to have an amazing, juicy, awesome, awesome relationship.
Yes.
And by you saying, how do I feel? You're going to discover, oh my gosh, I don't feel so good about you. Mm-hmm. And that's when you really, you find out. So how do you feel? The next step, number two, and these are all in the ebook, by the way, that is free for everybody here. The next step is discover what you believe. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you really believe? You know, what do you believe? Look at that automatic programming that, oh my God, what do you believe? Like, what is the belief? I'm going to run out. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, just looking at this and investigating what's in your subconscious. Mm-hmm. And then the third step is to, what are those three core beliefs? Really write them down, those negative limiting beliefs that you're continuously making choices on that you don't want to anymore. Mm-hmm. Really, it's as simple as that. And, you know, when we first started this process, I want to say back in 2010, 2011, 2012, when we began really shifting our negative limiting beliefs, it took a while. It took a while. We started doing Psyche. We did all these other processes in order to shift a limiting beliefs. But today, it's so fast now mm-hmm. that all you need to do is just bring your consciousness to it and go, do I believe this is true? Mm-hmm. And what is your new belief? And if you still can't really take yourself into, I believe I have all the money that I desire, that I need and desire at any given time. Mm-hmm. That's a belief.
Absolutely. So what do you see commonly working with your clients or anyone that you've talked to around like the core limiting beliefs around money that you see a lot? Like, I think people do very good, do well with examples and going, oh, I have that one too. But some do you see any common ones?
They're going to run out, that it's not, money is not enough, that there is, it's, that's a big one. Money yeah. is not enough is a big one. I see that a lot. And that's why I even said earlier, I'm going to run out. It's not yeah. enough. And yeah. actually, you know what, if you look at it, not enough is directly related to the core wound of not worthy, mm-hmm. because the core wound of not worthy is, If you Google worthiness, mm-hmm. you're gonna find that the opposite of worthiness is lack of respect, mm-hmm. lack of honor, mm-hmm. lack of value. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine that you have been making choices in your life that actually say that you don't have value and that you don't deserve respect and that you used to believe that program?
That's insane to think about. You know, when you really look at it, it's like, what? It doesn't make sense. Like, even on a logical level, it doesn't make sense, like, at all.
Yeah.
It's so silly, you know, but to be operating from that framework.
It is, but it's like, that's where the lack of consciousness comes from. It
Absolutely.
Comes from, I'm not worthy. I'm not good enough. And so when I work with clients, I see that a lot. I see mm-hmm. that's the thing. Even people that have a lot of money, we have to go to break.
Yep. So it's time for a quick break, but we are going to continue on with the next three steps and keep on going.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself?
Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Miss any shows during the week? Don't worry, we've got you covered. Yahoo! With the free Transformation Talk Radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand. Yes! Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, SeattleHealingHypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
So we're back again here, giving you the last three steps and how to shift your relationship with money. So go ahead. What we were on, number four, I believe.
So number four. So part of what we were just talking about is the limiting belief. So then after that, when you really find out what your core limiting belief is, like I'm not enough, or it's not enough, or money is the root of all evil. That's a good one. You know, because I mean, think about what do you believe about money? Like really look at what your belief is around money. How do you feel about money? That's the reason why I have you start at step one. How do you feel?
Right.
How do you feel? Because that's when you're going to see, oh, I feel, and you're going to spot some beliefs in there that you're going to be able to then write down on step three, what your negative core limiting beliefs are around how you were conditioned, you know, and the beliefs and the choices that you're making every day. And so step four is, I love this one. You're the authority. You're the creator. You're in charge. You're the universe. You're the co-creator. Mm-hmm. So the step is, how do you want to feel? How do you want to feel with money? So if you have a choice, just like you do, Momo, move into Bali, you're choosing either you're going to stay in Santa Cruz or move to Bali, and you're going, I'm going over here. That is more in resonance with me. I'm choosing this. How do you want to feel? And that's actually the key to everything. The key to everything is in our physical bodies is how do we want to feel? And if we're not absolutely, absolutely feeling good, and feeling at peace and feeling in joy and feeling passion and feeling freedom, then there's work. That's it. So how do you want to feel in relationship with money? So the way to write it out is write from an unlimited place. I want to feel free. I want to give how I want to give. I want money to flow in and out. I want to have a love relationship with money. I want to know that money is flowing in, that it's there for me. I want to feel like there's a party happening in my bank account. I want to feel abundant. I want to feel, and by doing that and feeling that and bringing that, imagine, can you already feel how fantastic this feels when you're in this vibration, how you want to feel? But you're not believing me that it's that simple. You're not believing that really, is that true that you get to feel that way? Yes, you do. You get to feel, you get to design. You're the designer and creator of your reality. You are the one that gets to act like how you want to feel.
So it's almost like you're flirting. That's what I felt like you were doing. So you're like flirting with the idea of, oh, maybe it's possible for me. And you don't have to believe it yet, but you just flirt with it, right? Go, well, she's kind of cute. This idea is kind of cute. This belief is kind of hot. I don't know. But then you start looking at it and feeling it and writing down, you know, how you want to feel. And then it's contagious. You start feeling the higher vibration. You start feeling like, wow, well, imagine if I can do whatever I wanted with my money. And well, imagine if money was, you know, like limitless, like imagine. So it's almost like you're, what was that?
You said it. I love this. You said it. Flirt. That's really flirt. It's like, ooh, you know?
Yeah. Oh, maybe. Well, why not? Well, can I? Well, I'm not sure, but I like it. You know? Yeah, it truly is. It's like, and since we're talking about relationship with money, you can really think about it as a lover relationship, right? With when you find someone that you think is kind of cute or whatever, that's where you start. Mm-hmm. You don't jump in and say, hey, marry me. I think you're the one. No, that could be the case too. But you know, you start with a little bit of flirtation. Yeah, I love that step.
Yeah, that's a beautiful step. That's why, how do you want to feel is the number one thing. How do you want to feel in relationship to yourself? How do you want to feel with food? How do you want to feel with sex? How do you want to feel in your body? How do you want to feel? That's why this process that I developed, you can use it on anything. So you'll use it time and time and time again. It's just so simple. It's ridiculous. Yeah. It really is. All you just need to do is just sit down and start doing the work, because really that's how I developed it, is that I sat down and said, okay, what is true for me here? You know, and then I looked at, after I looked at, I go, how do I want to feel? And then I said, okay, what do I want to believe? Mm. Because so now that I know how I want to feel, and then what is it that I believe? Mm-hmm. Well, what I believe is that I am abundant and infinitely wealthy. I am worthy. I am safe. I am trust. I am amazing. I am rooted. I am love. I am love. I am love. Those are the things that I believe, and those are the things that I know. That's what's been programmed into my subconscious now by me, the chooser. Mm-hmm. And that's the truth. And then the last step really is practice this new way is really it. It's just a very simple process, a 6-step process that's going to take you through it. And it, your emotions, your feelings are key. Mm-hmm. The emotional body, we talked about this earlier. There's the emotional body, there's the mental body, there's the spiritual body, and there's the physical body. And all of those reside here. And your physical body is the Stargate. The universe lives inside of you. Everything outside of you is a hologram. You're standing in that, and you're the one. You're the abundant one. You're the prayer. You're the awakened one. You're the Buddha. You're the Christ. You're the one. You're the frequency holder. You are that abundance that you're seeking. But you have to act like it. So you have to believe that that's who you are. So when you think about it, you already have everything you need. You've got your emotions, you've got your beliefs, and you've got your strong spiritual center, and you've got your physical body. And go have some fun. Go have some fun. And I want to tell everybody that's listening today, if you want to join my Wealthy Roots Women's Circle, I still have spaces, and it's $396 a year, and we meet every 2 weeks. And I just want to say, one woman in our circle just last week said that she made more money in October than she has in a very, very long time. And it's part of being that wealthy root. And the work that we do together as a group is so powerful. So go to CorneliaStephanie.com and sign up for the Wealthy Roots Women's Circle.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Yay. So working with you is going to be more like this, more or less the six steps, the feeling, the energy, checking in where the beliefs are, where you're getting caught up, where you're at. So this whole process is the way you work, right?
Yeah, it all has to do with the four bodies. I teach people how to heal themselves, yeah.
Gotcha.
I help people move into wholeness, move into their wholeness, and because we're already whole, but just you're letting old fragmented parts of you die away so that you can live and be in your wholeness.
And I do see too, like, you know, you did go through the steps and they're great and you can do it yourself, but the difference in having someone guide you through it and hold that space for you, I know for myself, I've seen that. And I can just tell by the way you're talking about it is the difference that it makes when someone is actually holding you in the higher level frequency already versus you just holding it, trying to hold it up for yourself and trying, because you're trying to create a whole new paradigm for yourself. That's what you're doing. Exactly. You're unplugging from the own. And that's a lot of building that you're doing. You know, you're reconstructing your whole like field, you know?
Yeah.
So I can see how, having you know, a coach and someone guiding you through that is a huge, huge thing. So yeah, when your website has everything there.
CorneliaStephanie.com. I want to thank you so much, Momo. You did a fantastic job in hosting me.
Thank you.
I love talking to you. Thank you so much. And and then, you know, see us, tune in next week for, let's see, who's next week?
I believe it's Samantha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So tune in next week and we'll see you again on the Millionaire Imprint for Women. Mwah. Thanks, Momo.
So much love.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for being part of creating wealth for all women. Every Friday, you benefit from the experience of women who share their financial wisdom. This movement is not about accumulating wealth. It's about being paid doing what we love, being able to invest in the things women are passionate about. Our new collective story is women are powerful with money. Becoming financially literate is the key to your empowerment and financial freedom. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.